job. You submit, we play, rinse and repeat.
Still really freaky that that's my voice.
Yes.
And not my girl talent voice, but my voice tweaked. Because it sounds like some really dumb girl version of me, which is a redundancy, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely do the best dumb girl voice of anyone I know. You called me on the phone once with the dumb girl voice.
Yeah, it was either Kelly or Amber or something.
Yeah. I thought I had dated you. That's how good it was.
Wow.
It was insane. So, yeah. Yeah, so, you're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Yeah, welcome.
Another lovely Monday afternoon.
Yes.
Where we play submitted music.
Yeah, band submit, we play it.
Now let's make it snappy because I got to get back and finish the matzo ball soup.
Oh, I was just going to say, maybe we should start off with, you know, do you have any tips for, you know, white, Gentile, gay, American guests that might be coming over to Passover dinner this evening after sundown? I mean, it is called Passover, not pass out, right?
Right.
So drinking is not a part of it per se, like the only purpose.
Well, you know, the funny thing about the Lord is, is occasionally he just drops these little gems on you. Like when he's done telling you how much you should pay for a slave and when it is and isn't appropriate to have your children executed, he occasionally drops these little biblical gems on you. And one of them is he commands you tonight to drink 4 glasses of wine. Which
Each?
Is a bottle, yeah. I mean, you know, you can interpret that as, you know, how big a glass is or, you know,
right.
Whatever. But
what was the glass size in those days?
Yeah, in those days, you know, everybody was 2 feet tall, so a glass was about the size
right.
of a shot, but whatever. So, yeah, so I...
That's,
you know,
so am I bringing enough wine?
Yes. I'm teasing, of course, and you don't have to drink 4 glasses of wine.
But I think if the Lord saith so,
well, you certainly
we
wouldn't
shall
get,
imbibe accordingly.
You wouldn't want to get smited. Not with it, and there's a new movie out, too, so...
Yeah, What Hath God Wroth bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, well, he produced it, so...
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, why don't we get right to music, because I have a lot to play. I'm sure you have a lot to play.
Yes.
And we also have a lot to talk about. I'm gonna go first, though.
Okay,
cool?
Yeah.
All right, I have this artist... Brought to us by our good friends at Gorgeous PR, who are now one of our main suppliers of crack cocaine and music. This is Mitch Easter. You can check him out at MitchEaster.com. And here's a couple of tracks from his album, Dynamico. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Extremely well disinformed. you're throwing a curve. I like it a lot. Well, take this thing all the way. You're disinclined to be sorry. You know that it's your turn now. The moment's everything, you tickle anyway. Oh yeah, you're gonna break through.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Mitch Easter. Check out mitcheaster.com for more information on that artist.
Did you play that in time of the day of our Lord's rising?
Oh, it is Easter time, isn't it? I actually, you know what's funny is, like, today's Passover, and I'm sharing Passover with my some close friends and family, and then next Sunday is Easter Sunday,
right,
which I'm also sharing with close friends and family at my brother's house.
Oh, right.
Because my brother's wife's family is Christian, so.
What's funny is because of the commercialization of Easter, I thought it already came and went. I guess I got confused with, like, St. Patrick's Day. It somehow happened sooner or something.
Right, because the marshmallow bunnies came out sometime around Christmas or something.
Yeah, well. Also, I gave away that marshmallow Peeps prize at the last Hear Hear event.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The jump rope and the bubbles.
Passover needs a mascot, like a bunny that lays eggs, because it really is part of the same celebration. It's the pagan spring festival that all of these religions sort of take.
You guys would have
something
stupid like a duck or something.
We'd have a duck that smokes a cigar, and it drops chocolate coins, like on Hanukkah.
Come on, kids, pick them up. Hurry up.
Happy Passover, quack.
Quack off.
So
laquiam.
That's awful.
But you laughed.
I did. You have. We have a benefit coming up very soon.
Yeah,
that we should probably mention.
Two weeks
from today.
Yes,
I mean from yesterday, rather.
Yes,
it just so happens that the third Sunday of the month, where this benefit always takes place, happens to fall sort of at the end of the second week of the month, April 15th.
Yeah,
And again, what do we have, like 10, 15 artists performing this
no,
time?
No, I cut it down to 6. Although, I was surprised with 7 from the last time, that 7 was actually manageable, as long as I was a Nazi the whole time, and you just do what you just did best, walk around being a model-like actor, like, hey, what do you want me to do? I'll just do it. Me, I was like, okay, come on, run, come on, let's go. Okay, so yeah, so this April 15th, Sunday, at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown, we're going to have 5 bands. We're going to have Robert Popa, one of the first people ever to submit to Kill Radio.
Yay.
Like a year ago, I think we played him. That's kind of funny. And then also a new artist who's been sending us a lot of interesting stuff, who I really like, Monk Turner. Amina, who we met at the LA Independent... I always say the name wrong. Independent Music Awards.
No, it's just the LA Music Awards.
LA Music Awards.
And Amina was also a guest on my show, on Is Good.
Yep. And then also Obsolete Heart, who performed live in our studios here, got a while ago, right? Was that the beginning of summer?
Or several months ago?
It was several.
Somewhere between a few and several.
And then...
certainly more than a couple.
And then... help me with his name. Guido Corleone and...
Aaron,
what's Aaron's last name?
I don't know off the top of my head. But the act is called Amore. I know
Yeah,
that.
They're going to perform as Amore. And they're a big surprise because I don't know what to expect from them.
It's going to be awesome. I've heard some of their music on the website.
Good.
Guido Corleone, hands down, one of the best rhymers in L.A. I really believe that. I had him as a guest on Is Good way back. And dude can rap. I don't know how else to put it. He can write and he can rap. It's great. And he's really good with beats. So it'll be interesting to see how they mix the beats with, Aaron is a really good guitar player. So the beats with the sort of folk, with the acoustic guitar. It's going to be awesome.
And then finally, Cute Phase, which, interesting enough, they have a great cover of, what's that song? I think I'm going to play it. Oh, they do a cover of
You're gonna
Flock
play
of Seagulls. I'm not going to play it, but they do a cover of Flock of Seagulls' Space Age Love Song.
Wow.
Do you remember that song?
No.
Just say yes. Just pretend.
Whatever. I was 9 in the 80s.
I know,
no,
but
I'm
you're
kidding.
So into the 80s music. It's kind
of
crazy.
It's because it's my job. I'll tell you a little secret. I'm actually getting a little tired of the 80s. Since Leisure Suite became a twice-a-month thing, I'm actually finding that playing the same songs over and over again to please an audience that doesn't necessarily include me is getting a little exhausting.
Right. Oh, I'm sure.
You know? But, you know, it's a paying gig, and it's a fun gig, but it's getting dangerously close to being a little too much. I mean, how many times can I hear... Come on, Eileen. When I was doing it once a month, it was like, oh, I haven't heard this song in 4 weeks.
And sometimes 5 weeks, depending on the month.
Exactly. So but I don't know. It's going to be a challenge.
What's great about all these artists is not only these artists have submitted to Kill Radio, or submitted to Here, I should say, they're all going to be performing more or less live next week on our show.
Oh, because we're going to have them calling in.
We're going to shove them all. Well, one of them is going to be calling in, and the rest are going to be performing live. So, I mean, it's going to be...
Oh, I didn't understand that. We were talking about it before. So they're actually coming into the studio.
Yes, I have...
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. That's why I was saying it's going
to
be...
I'll remember
insane.
To bring a CDR audio, because I think that will want
Oh,
that.
Yeah, we should... no, that's good. We should record that. You're right. So it's exciting. So these are great bands. Again, it's a fun, eclectic lineup, and they're more or less performing acoustically. I say that because I set that up as a rule.
And we only have one more show to talk about it between now and then. So
yeah, which is the one that they're going
to
be on.
Talking about now. Why don't we should probably get to some music?
Yeah, okay.
I got to be out of here at 4 because I left the oven on.
Are you serious?
No, I didn't really. But I have lots of work to do.
Okay, so this is our artist called Datikala out of Athens, Georgia. We're going to hear 2 songs. This is a song called Wake Me. But their MySpace page is myspace.com/DATIKALA, TICKLAH. DATICKLAH. And if you want to get this information again, if that doesn't make any sense to you, you can always instant message us here at the station. We use the handle Kill Radio Station, all one word, through AOL Instant Messenger, Kill Radio Station. So let's go to it. This is Datikala on here, killradio.org.
Word. We'll be right back.
KillRadar.org.
Yes.
That was Datikla out of Athens, Georgia.
Datikla.
That last song was Tickle Zone. Before that, we heard Wake Me Again, myspace.com/.
He actually said Coochie Cooch in that last song. And
he didn't say Coochie Cooch.
That's what he said.
Coochie Coo.
Coochie Coo, that's what I meant.
Cooch.
Coochie Cooch. I didn't mean it that way.
Dirty hetero.
No, I just say it like...
God, all you can think about is pussy.
No,
I
just think it's
God.
Funny that there's a tickling theme in his music. That's really that's what I was getting at. That his name is Datikla,
you
and
can
in the song...
You can backpedal all you want right
I'm
now,
not,
John.
I'm
John.
Not.
Okay, well. Thanks, gentlemen, I'm going to say. I heard a guy's voice, so I'm assuming there's at least one guy in the band.
Word.
Thanks so much. That was good. Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
So yeah, this is the submission show. People send us music and we play it.
It's so funny too because, you know, I've always been kind of a month ahead, or I've had a month's worth of music, and it slowed down a little bit, and I went, oh my God, there's no submissions.
It's drying up.
And then all of a sudden, blam, I looked in my email inbox today and said in my submissions folder, it said, you have 7 submissions, which is awesome.
Mine seems pretty consistent. I'm usually about 3 weeks. I usually have about 3 weeks of music ahead of me.
So let's talk real quick about how it is that one submits.
Yeah, well, the easiest thing to do is go to myspace.com/here.
No, the easiest thing to do is not submit. Yeah. Let's just be fair.
The easiest thing to do
don't send us
anything. No, I'll take it one step further. The easiest thing to do is not be a musician. Second easiest thing to do is be a musician but not do anything about it. Mm. So actually, the hardest thing to do is be a musician and put initiative into it.
Yeah.
And one way you can put said initiative into it is go to myspace.com/here. It's /HEAR_HERE. And it has all the information you need to submit there. But just to run through it real quick, if you want to mail us a CD, we will put your CD in the Kill Radio library after we play it. The address is just send it to Kill Radio, Attention Here, or Attention Mark and John, or even just Attention John. The address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And Mark, you want to tell them about MP3s?
Yeah, MP3s. I use this website, this free website called YouSendIt.com. You upload the track one at a time through them, and that way you're not flooding your send folder with large files of MP3s or even filling up my inbox with that. But what it does is that you upload the tracks to their server. Use my email address, Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Mark at killradio.org as the recipient, and then I get an email that it's available, and then I just download it, which is what I'm going to do with these other tracks that I see I have available now. So, again, all this information is on our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE, and just check it out. It's very easy. Be sure to include the information we request with your submission. Here and there I get submissions where bands don't even say with their band name or the song title, and the tracks aren't even tagged right, so it just makes extra work for me, and I don't want to make a mistake. So, you know, make sure to take that extra step. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
You wouldn't like Mark when he's angry.
Have you ever seen me angry, John?
No. No, I've never seen you change a tire in the rain and turn into a giant green monster. Nice Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's good.
Wrong fantasy character, but nice try.
Who are you thinking of?
Incredible Hulk, like, of course.
Oh.
Changes his tire and it's raining. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Mm. How many hints do you need?
What?
Let's go to a band called The Tryst. T-R-Y-S-T, The Tryst from Tucson, Arizona. And actually, these folks will be dropping by California in the not-too-distant future. They're going to be playing Tangier May 28th. So have a listen to these tracks from their CD, Thirsty World. Check them out. We Are Tryst. That's WEARETRYST.com. WeAreTryst.com. And have a listen. This is Here on killradio.org.
Destruction, and she's got work to do. She's headed for the land, headed for the man. She's coming for you. Everybody run and take shelter from the storm that's gonna come. Traverse the land with wild abandon. Far from the cures it demands, stumbling, fumbling, wondering how to possibly fill the void
he's left behind, with hollow words and scripted lines, and all the time the storm is staring and turning closer. So we got to make a choice today. Do we do what we do or do what they say? Now it was never supposed to go this way. So we got to take back the day. To the skies above, oh, say, can you see this? Tell me if you feel this. Something has gone terribly wrong, and now I'm precariously hanging on. And so, we got to make a choice today. Do we do what we do, or do what they say? Now, it was never supposed to go this way. So, we got to take back a day. Excuse me if I think that the bonds of humanity are stronger than the bonds of our respective government. Excuse me while I tend to all the people crying, while the powers that be just watch them die. Yeah,
brought us here for the last time.
Hear, hear. That's the Tryst. We are tryst.com, T-R-Y-S-T. Thank you for your submission out of Tucson, Arizona. And again, they are going to be playing in Los Angeles, California at Tangier, which is a hip little space.
That's
in
the
Los
one
Feliz,
in Los Feliz, right?
On Hillhurst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May 28th. So look out for that.
Really good onion rings there. I think I remember I had onion rings there and they were really good. Or wait, no. I thought I was
it's a restaurant.
No. I was overpriced for onion rings there. It was like $8
for... I think their food is a little pricey.
Yeah. I was like, these are onion rings.
It's cool because it's like it's a restaurant and then you go into this back room.
Right.
And then it's this like lounge with this really nice stage and
right.
nice sound.
It's very intimate.
Yeah. So yeah. Here. Killradio.org. Oh, I have an event. I don't want to forget to plug.
Of course this you have an
Thursday,
event.
Yeah, I'm an event-oriented individual these days. This Thursday, World Beat Brazilian Fusion at LAX in Hollywood. That's on Las Palmas, 1714 North Las Palmas. This thing is going to be pretty awesome. It's a mix of electronic Brazilian music, which I'm going to be playing for the first hour, and then just like a regular old club DJ, but with live performance by Lula and Afro Brazil, which is a live Brazilian percussion act. They're going to be playing along to what the DJ is spinning. So I think that'll be a sight to see. And it's a little swankier than a lot of the sort of indie rock events I usually promote. This is a place that usually charges $20 at the door. They're charging $15 for this Thursday. And then if you RSVP, you get on the list and it's only $10. You can RSVP. It's RSVP at levastar.com, LEVASTAR. Check out myspace.com/levastar, LEVASTAR, and that has information on what the night is going to be. If they have a big successful night, and I hope they do, it'll become a weekly. And I'm really excited because I get to play, like, you know, a genre
non-80s.
Act. Well, non-80s, yeah, but like an hour of something that's like a niche genre. I don't,
yeah.
Even in my other gigs, you know, I could maybe throw in one Brazilian song here or maybe one electronic song here. Here I get to actually do an hour of sort of Brazilian-themed electronica. Also, there's going to be some celebrity guests, and just between you, me, and everybody who's listening, I think Paul Robb from Information Society is going to be there, and I'm actually going to be able to spin an as-of-yet unreleased remix of one of their songs from their album that hasn't come out yet, which is kind of cool.
Oh, my God!
It's cool, though. It's like, being a radio personality, you know? And it's like, you know, it's like doing it for real, even though we kind of do it for fun. So,
you mean here?
All of it, you know what I mean?
It's for
the,
fake.
The radio station and yeah. everything. So it's kind of cool, like, getting an advanced copy of a song,
right.
being able to play it and, you know.
What was it like last week seeing Scanners, who performed in the show, perform live last Monday, and then getting on the list
right.
at Spaceland. I felt like such
yeah.
a celebrity DJ at that point. I go, wow, it's like the first time. It's the second time I was like there was a fringe benefit of doing this show.
There's only more of that on the way, my
yeah,
friend.
It keeps getting better and better. Thanks to all of you. So let's go to music on that note.
Yeah.
Before I throw up.
That's a good note. I think I threw up in my mouth a little bit when you said that.
You like that note? No?
No, that was a bad note. Better.
Okay.
Can we go to music?
Andrew Kane, out of Houston, Texas, myspace.com/AndrewKane. Not the sugar spelling, but the Abel's brother spelling, C-A-I-N. Andrew, normal spelling, biblical, St. Andrew. Is there a Saint? Yeah, there must be a Saint Andrew, isn't there?
There is a play button somewhere on that computer of yours, right? Can we move on?
God. This song called Heavily Sedated, which is what I'm going to do to John when we go to music. Here you go.
My body. life's been wasted. We're doing fine, heavily sedated. If all we do is complicated, all this time has been for nothing. If all we do is learn the wrong thing.
Well, I'm just a farmer about a farm. I don't got much left in my barn. I just love the scenery. I follow. Cowboy without a horse, and I can't remember, of course, what town I should ride in and what I should be thinking. But when I look at those eyes, I tend to shed my disguise. Those eyes. Thank you.
Hairy.
That was a band called Scrotum Pole out of Montreal, myspace.com/scrotumpole. Before that, again, that song was Farmer Without a Farm. Before that was Andrew Kane, song called Heavily Sedated. Andrew's out of Houston, Texas. His MySpace page is myspace.com/AndrewKane. Again, if you need any of this information about the bands that we're sharing, you can always email us, or instant message us.
Very well.
Thank you. Because I knew you were going to jump on me, pounce on me for my mispronunciation. You said instant message.
You said infrinsh.
Here at the station, we use Kill Radio Station as our handle. AOL Instant Messenger, Kill Radio Station. John?
I'd like to go right to this next artist if I can. I want to read a little bit about him before I play his music. This is an artist by the name of E. Grizzly, a.k.a. Eric Grizzly. E. Grizzly won the Independent Rap Artist of the Year at the 16th Annual LA Music Awards in 2006. We might have mentioned we were there.
We might have met him.
For his EP, Hip Hop is Dead. Interestingly enough, Hip Hop is Dead might sound like a familiar title to you. Puerto Rock Records and E. Grizzly are currently in the middle of a lawsuit with Def Jam and the artist Nas about the rights to the term Hip Hop is Dead. Puerto Rock Records trademarked the term Hip Hop is Dead a while back, and Def Jam actually didn't license the phrase when they used it. So that's hardcore, guys. So I want to read this bio. It's short, and I think it's
well-written. There's going to be another East Coast versus East Coast rap thing happening?
This is West Coast.
That's what I meant.
Which is Nas. Nas is West Coast too, isn't he?
I don't know. Def Jam is West Coast too, right? So is it West on West?
It's West on West crime, which is the worst kind.
Totally.
So this is E. Grizzly's bio. What up? It's Eric Grizzly, E. Grizzly for short. Instead of telling you what I am, I'm going to tell you what I'm not. I'm not a murderer. The only people I kill is MCs on the mic. I'm not a baller. I drive a Ford Escort. I would get a new car, but this one just won't break down. I'm not a pimp. I don't have hundreds of girls knocking on my door wanting to hop on my penis. The only friends I have are my fans. I'm not chopping up blocks of crack at my house. I make conscious music, but I'm not a preacher. I just speak the truth, and you can run with it any way you want. Basically, speak for the people. I like that. That's a nice little.
He sounds boring.
There. Well, let's see what he sounds
like.
I'm
joking. Come on.
I think that was great. Couple of tracks from the EP "Hip Hop Is Dead" by E. Grizzly, and check out myspace.com/Eric Grizzly. That's Eric with a K and Grizzly like the bear. Here.
Grizzly, Primo, Puro Rock, Alpha. This is hip hop's official wake up call. Peep it. Please, you ain't got no bodies. Hold no shotties, no nobody. Nah. Nobody sees you on the block. Nah, nobody believes you. We can see through it, the bullshit. You don't need to cool it, like you really boot it with a full clip. Nah, never happened. I ain't kill no one either. I'm better rapping. If I said that, I'll murk you when you hear it. I really meant that I'll murk you with the lyrics. But back to these counterfeit whack MCs talking about they dipped the black Bentley when they really whipped the green Civic. And they love the flow because they know it's realistic. Step up and be a statistic to ease linguistics, be power. Shit.
I love to change the world.
I love to change it. Rearrange shit.
But I don't know what to do.
And I don't know what to do. Where to start? Yeah, you suspect, dude. Where's your heart? You don't care that the art's getting torn apart.
I
love to change it, rearrange shit.
But I don't know what to do.
And I don't know what to do, where to start, yeah, you suspect, dude. Where's your heart? You don't care that the heart's getting torn apart. Ever since Big changed the game with that grown man shit, it remained the same. Now we all in the club ever since he started. We all popping bubble, yeah, the shit's retarded. It's been 10 years, it'd be a long time. I see a long line, don't see me on rhyme. And you see me on the grind, but I ain't got no smacky, yay. But what these rappers say is they got this and that. That they flip the packs, they got bricks of crack, but I spit the facts, yeah. You ain't got shit for that, maybe a punchline. You in the lunch line when it's crunch time, yeah. Go get your bunch of rhymes and watch me hit them up. Eat them and spit them up. And I ain't gonna take it back to 9 to 4. I'll take it to 08 with the grime.
I love to change the world.
I'm gonna change it, rearrange shit.
But I don't know what to do.
And I don't know what to do. Where to start, yeah, you suspect, dude. Where's your heart? You don't care that the art's getting torn apart.
I love to change the world.
I love to change it, rearrange shit, rearrange shit. And I don't know what to do, where to start, yeah, you suspect, dude. Where's your heart? You don't care that the art's getting torn apart. So I'ma leave it up to you, yeah. I think you know what the fuck to do. Pump that new shit, the uncut exclusive. These cuts as abusive as hip-hop music. And I'll be browsing these albums. I can see they ain't arousing. There's thousands and houses. Projects, objects of the labels to make, though, while the artists sold under the table. And they're willing and able to make you a break, you take you back, and then they rape you. Whatever happened to the clever rapping? Now the fans pull on time instead of clapping. I'ma bring hip-hop back from the grave. Attack the one who slaved the rap gunner today, yeah, yeah. So follow the leader, swallow your leaders of pride. I'ma make y'all believe it.
I love to change the world.
I'm about to change it, rearrange shit, rearrange shit.
But I don't know what to do.
And I don't know what to do. Where to start, hey, suspect, dude. Where's your heart? You don't care that the heart's getting torn apart.
I love to change
it, rearrange shit, rearrange shit.
But I don't know what to do.
And I don't know what to do. Where to start, yeah, you suspect, dude. Where's your heart? You don't care that the heart's getting torn apart.
Here, here. That was E Grizzly. Check out myspace.com/Eric, E-R-I-K, Grizzly, G-R-I-Z-Z-L-Y, with his EP, Hip Hop is Dead.
Okay, something's playing right now, and I can't... There we go.
you have trance blaring from your iPod headphones.
Yeah, it's weird. I was like, where does that come from? It's coming from a band's MySpace page that just submitted this electronic act out of Poland. That's really good. So, anything you want to talk about before we go to music, John?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
This is an artist out of our most favorite, most revered city in all the lands. Can you guess which city that is, John?
Los Angeles?
No.
Glasgow?
Thank you. Artist by the name of Emotional Rescue. We played them way back when.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we're going to play them again. This song called Genocide. MySpace page is myspace.com/emotionalrescue222. And the reason we say it's, you know, our favorite city and perhaps most revered city is because, you know, back in October, we were inundated in a good way, not in a bad way.
And to this day, they regularly submit music to us, which we enjoy.
Of any city that has sent us the most music, it's been Glasgow, and a close second would be Edinburgh, which I finally learned how to say the right way. Basically, when you speak real English, it doesn't sound like anything it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we as Americans, we do a lot of these grunt sounds like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a very Americanism thing.
I'm just thinking Micronesia. Represent.
I know.
Send us some music.
Please.
Waiting on
it. So let's go to it. This is a song called Genocide, Emotional Rescue, out of Glasgow. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
He's lying.
No, I'm not.
We had hoped you'd be a friendly race.
Welcome back. That was Sebastian Hell out of Montreal. That's in Quebec, everyone. And that's in Canada. That was a song called Bitter End. MySpace.com/Sebastian Hell. And I remember the first time we played him, John, way back when, John, the first time we played Sebastian Hell, we're like, is that really his last name?
Wasn't it like last week?
No. Would you be quiet about that? It was like 6 months ago, I think, when he first submitted. But it was just funny because next time he emailed me, he goes, yes, that is my last name.
No, but then you've also played him another time since then. No, because I remember making a bad joke about if we were on corporate radio, we would have had to call him Sebastian Heck.
Yes, that was the first time we played him.
That was not 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was. John,
what am I, on Quantum Leap?
John, we've been doing the show a year now. So
what was the name of the computer in Quantum Leap?
I don't know.
The one that determines where Sam goes? Ziggy.
Hal.
Ziggy.
I don't know. Amiga.
You don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Sebastian. Before that, we heard Emotional Rescue out of Glasgow. Song called Genocide. That was the radio edit, which means it must have been nice and clean, maybe, or shortened, or
all of the above.
I'd love to know, because here at Wonderful Kill Radio, internet radio, mind you, we could say whatever the fuck we please. Although just then I did say fuck with a PH, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we can do that, too, and get away with it. But really, we don't have to worry about clean or clean versions of music. Emotional Rescue, their MySpace page is myspace.com/emotionalrescue222. It's such a sucky thing that diction is such an important part of this job.
Diction. So speaking
of putting the dick in diction, what were we going to say, John?
I'm very excited because tomorrow is the season premiere of The Shield.
Aren't you excited about tonight that it's Passover and...
Yeah. God freed us from Egypt. But don't you understand? We're going to find out who killed Lem. I mean, we know who killed Lem, but we're going to find out how they're going to find out who killed Lem. And that's very exciting for me because I'm a big fan of that show. I'm sure all of our listeners in Poland right now might not
care.
Appreciate how awesome it is that The Shield
is finally back. It is an amazing show.
Back,
and it's one show I've stopped watching because I got rid of my cable.
Well, go get cable again.
Well, I think I have to see if I can buy that. I could probably buy that off iTunes, right?
Oh, yeah. I always forget iTunes has this whole
buying thing.
Video element to it.
Battlestar
Galactica.
I'm not really
familiar with it all. I'm going to stick to music. It was hard enough to get me into that new generation of actually owning an iPod and everything.
Right. When you spin CDs, right?
Yeah.
You're not using Serato.
No.
You're still in the 20th century, basically.
I guess. I mean, some people would argue that Serato is cooler than CDs because it still incorporates vinyl. But you're using a computer to beat match, and so that's really no better than using a CD. And actually, the CD decks that I use are turntable decks where you can actually hold and touch
the
actual
You can hook up Serato to those kind of things, too, and have those be the...
Yeah,
manual
interface. I guess you could.
That's what my friend does.
I don't know. Anything's fine as long as you're not DJing off of an iPod.
Well, the great thing is you don't have to lug all these CDs or records with you everywhere. It's all on your laptop.
Well, I mean, yeah. But see, the lugging is part of the game, too. I mean, true. Like, you know, someone who spins on vinyl really likes to take those crates, but it's very limiting because you can't take 1,000 vinyl with you, records with you.
I mean,
You could take the equivalent of 1,000 CDs with you in like 2 or 3, you know, wallets. So,
right.
So it does have its advantages and disadvantages. But there's a, you know, a little war going on between the vinyl mafia and the digi heads.
And then when robots come in and start DJing for us, then those people are going to be, oh, well, the robots
are
better.
Have you listened to corporate radio? Robots already
DJ
for us.
Right.
Let's go on to a band called Lady Fox in Los Angeles that actually submitted to you, Mark. You played them a while back. And,
yeah, I like them. They're fun.
They just sent us a little preview, a little mini EP. This is a 3-track EP in anticipation of their 5-track EP that will be coming out soon. Check out myspace.com/LadyFoxMusic. Also, these guys will be playing at the Mint this April 11th, which is, week from Wednesday?
Yep.
So you might want to check them out after hearing this on here on killradio.org.
The story of my life. I'll never be like girls with a simple mind. I'm so much more than that.
I'll keep you guessing, baby, that's a fact. Yeah, mix it all up. You get confused with my complex love. I try to make you see, but you just keep on getting more uptight with me. I'm up, I'm down, every which way. Yeah. Well, I'm in, I'm out, different each day. Yeah. Catch me if you can. Yeah, with my seven eyes, easy to understand. Catch me if you can. Yeah, I'm daring you to catch me. Yeah. Not looking in your eyes, babe. You never know if it's the truth or just a lie. I don't know the rules myself. Just play it based on how the cards are dealt. Yeah. Oh, the game of love. One day I am into you, the next I've had enough. If you can get me on the catch.
To you, baby. Don't you walk away from me right now. There are many things that have been left unsaid. Sit down, cause you're gonna hear me out. Yeah, I'm doing things that I do not wanna do. Oh no, just to please you. That I do is
quite good enough. No, no. For you, perfection is the key. Yeah. All you do is point out all my faults. So I think it's time you saw reality. Oh, yeah. I'm doing things that I do not want to do. Oh, no. Just to please you, babe. And who it is I've become. I don't know, I don't know. But I refuse to tiptoe just to please you. Hey, hey, yeah. Just to please you.
You're here.
You're here. Welcome back.
Meow, meow.
That was Lady Fox. Check him out a week from Wednesday, April 11th at The Mint here in Los Angeles. Check out myspace.com/LadyFoxMusic. And if you don't know how to spell that, then you are a lonely, lonely man. Because everybody knows how to spell Lady Fox. Lady Fox.
Yes.
You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org, where we send music that people send us. We play music that people send us.
Where do, yeah,
we send it back to you.
We send it back to you through the streams. Yes.
Yes. We rather enjoy it.
And we're keeping Rotha.
Rotha?
Yes.
It's like the name for a dog.
We keep the post office going. We keep usenit.com going. They keep emailing me wanting to upgrade my account to some business thing. I'm like, no.
No, do it.
No.
Do it.
No, because then it's going to turn into me having to pay something.
No, no, no. They do it for free, and then they just take it away from you if you don't pay them. But you just go back to the way it was.
Well, what's the big deal? Why do it then? What does it give me better then?
For a month, you'll be able to send more than one file at a time. Helps me with is good, because I have like
four. Do you actually use it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know you used it.
Yeah, because after I record an episode of Is Good, I upload the show, and I podcast it and all that, but I also take out the live performance, these songs as individual MP3s, and email them to the artist, so they can
cool.
put together little, you know, rare acoustic collective.
Oh, cool!
Kind of thing.
Nice.
So yeah, so I use you.
Who turned John on that website, John?
Some gay guy.
Hottie. Some hottie.
No, I knew about you. Send it before you started.
You
having
did
people send
not.
It. Of course, I did.
Your voice just got high. That's the first sign of lying in CAA 101.
Oh, I thought that was an erection. Okay,
and also
fine,
the
whatever.
Eyes turning away. Let's go to music.
What do you got? What do you got?
This is my
I'm already ready for my next artist, so you better be ready with yours.
I'm ready. This is my organ set. We're going to hear two bands. One's from Salem. One's from Portland. First, we're going to hear Keep Left, a song called Society. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/keepleft. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Society has taught me to do weird things. I ought to be climbing ladders of insecurity, trying to fit in all these pieces. It seems I'm missing what do I believe? What do I believe? Take me away. We'll be right back.
I should have been steady all those times that I was quiet. I should have been shouting and all those times I'd turn the other cheek. But those I were hurting and all those times that I listened to society.
Here, here, killradar.org. That was Shredosaurus Rex out of Portland, Oregon. A song called Control, myspace.com/Shredosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Before that, Keep Left out of Salem, Oregon. A song called Society, myspace.com/Keep Left. And that was a cute little organ set. We never done back-to-back organ.
And good advice. Keep left.
Keep left and control.
So check this out. I got this band called Japanese Car Crash out of Texas, I believe. And Texas. And this is so weird. You know, before I was talking about how at the thing that I'm doing on Thursday, the Brazilian Nights thing, I'm going to be playing some new Information Society stuff because they had one of their tracks remixed by a Brazilian artist. So I found a way to work it into a Brazilian set and convince Paul Robza that to come down for a free caipirinha and a VIP table.
Right.
And you know, and Paul's been a guest on my show, Is Good, and we talk about the new Information Society stuff going on. So I open up this envelope just now, right now, for Japanese Car Crash, and turns out one of the recommended tracks on this CD is remixed by the very same Paul Robb. Totally absurd a coincidence or...
Happenstance.
Tiny little weird world. So I'm going to play two tracks. I'm going to play the first
track. That only you find weird. All of us are like, anyway.
It's so
can we hear the song?
See, but I'm used to that. That's been, since I was a kid. It's been like, I'm like, don't you understand?
That is amazing.
That Warlock the Armageddon is a really cool movie because this, that, and the other thing. And they're like, yeah, that's cool.
I think we've actually all been there. We've all had those moments. We're the only one who gives a flying fuck.
But
fuck with a PH.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm going to play two tracks from Japanese Car Crash. MySpace.com/Japanese Car Crash. First track is called Control Shine. And then the last track is All Without a Sound, the Think Tank Roots remix by Paul Robb. So check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Japanese Car Crash.
We'll be right back.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org.
Seriously.
Did you see how well I did that?
You did that really good.
Like a businessman. And that was a business call. That was about isgoodmusic.com. Came in right towards the end of the song. I looked. It was like, oh, this is a good song. There's only a minute and a half left, but I should take this. And I took it, and I was able to get all the information I needed. And
we're proud
the
of
call
you.
Like, right at the moment that the song ended.
We're proud of you, John, but we also don't care at the same time. Thank
Damn.
You so much.
I'm so uninteresting today. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Can you tell me who that band was again?
Must be a phase I'm going through. This is an awesome band named Japanese Car Crash. MySpace.com/Japanese Car Crash. They're from Southeast Texas. And
can you name drop that guy for the 27,000th time? What was that guy that remixed that last track?
Oh, Paul Robb from Information
Society.
Yeah, thank
you. Just helping out there.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, you ready for me? You got anything you want to say? I'm being a little passive-aggressive right now, and you're not responding. Which is the most awesome torture.
That's me being passive-aggressive.
Yeah. Back. I will not respond.
I'm trying to think of any new information. We did events. We talked about the benefit. And,
yeah, the upcoming one. Which I just found out we may or may not have Robert Popa. He just found out he has bronchitis.
Yeah, but didn't the last time, didn't we have a girl that performed with strep? So I'm not really impressed.
Bronchitis is different from strep. Oh,
bronchitis is easier than
strep. Okay, John, let's just be supportive of Robert right now instead of judging him. Robert, feel better soon. If you can't make it, great. We'd rather you did make it, though, because I'd love to show you guys off to all our listeners who are going to be there.
I think I might have mono.
At the event.
So I don't know if I'll be there. I mean, I don't know. I'm super tired, but self-diagnosis can be tricky.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I'll be there. It's unfortunate it happens on the same night as our twice a month radio meetings. But But I'll be there. And,
maybe we should have the meeting there.
Yeah, actually, somebody mentioned that at the
Why
meeting
don't
last night.
We support it. And just
but I don't know how we would
back.
Do it.
Me
is
in
there
the back,
a back
there's
area?
A couch area back there, and then I can be there during the meeting. I mean,
that's actually not
when
a bad
it's only
idea.
An hour.
No, but there's going to be a band playing. It's not really quiet enough to do a meeting. Because, you know, the Kill Radio meetings, they're very serious.
Oh, they're so serious.
They're very serious and
yes.
very intense.
Oh, yes. We all wear our special robes.
That's how we get so much done so quickly.
Right.
I'm actually, my wig is at the dry cleaners.
All right. So last week, we had an amazing surprise. This band called Scanners.
Yeah.
Who we found out about through Gorgeous PR. They came on by. They're out of, basically they're out of London. And they performed live on the show. And then later that week, last week, they performed at Spaceland. And we were able to get on the list. And it was a great show as well. And they were just really
so bummed that I couldn't make it. I heard it was
really fun.
Wonderful. And they're playing tomorrow night at CineSpace.
Yes, in Hollywood. So what I wanted to do was play the live version of a track called Air 164 that was actually recorded here in our studios last week, and then hear the version of Air 164 from their current CD. So let's go to that. You're listening to Scanners, myspace.com/scanners on here, killradio.org.
Another dark day, a crystal memory. Another broken body aching for recovery. Another roadkill, another pantomime. With the city sick of jitters as another indisfigures. And we're gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. Oh. Love your neighbor, love your enemy. Don't you do it in a place where anyone can see. So won't you lay down, spend some time with me. Well, I'm hoping that you're joking. No, it's starting love is free. Gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. Gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. In the bright light, new aristocracy. Why send a little metal, come and get a piece of me. Black cats, plastic caps, peeling gloves on baseball bat. BB guns and acrobats, a pure emotion, body lotion. Gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the air to breathe.
did what we could. No, we never understood, so we did what we could.
Scanners.
We like Scanners.
Yeah, they were pretty amazing because all of a sudden just these four people from London are in our studio we never met, and we were supposed to have instant rapport, and then they played and they blew us away, and then we got to see them again, and just really great. It was a really fun experience.
Fun.
Oh, no. John, are you crashing already?
My blood sugar's low.
Did it just drop?
I have work to do.
You have
Let's
a lot ahead of
music.
You.
It's a big night.
I gotta go home and doll myself up in an appropriate manner.
Exactly. And I really gotta,
I don't know if I know how to dress for Passover.
Just wear clothes, whatever.
Oh
yeah, so I'm gonna go on to another artist now.
Great.
We may actually finish on time today.
You have 6 minutes.
If you'd shut the hell up, Mark.
Maybe you'd stop talking about it.
Maybe if you'd stop talking about me
talking
about it. Maybe
stop talking about me talking
maybe
about
you. Maybe if you'd stop talking about me talking about
you. Quit putting your finger
it.
At me and put that paper down and read it.
Don't you flip your
maybe
nose
Maybe you shouldn't
at me.
Read the paper.
Don't you look
See,
down at
that's
me.
That's what I love about MP3s. I don't have to read paper.
Okay. Paper. Oh, all this says is Nick Chamberlain has the CD and I'm going to play it. Awesome. NickChamberlain.com. That's NickChamberlain. And he has this album called Stormy Weather. I'm going to play a couple tracks from it, and you're going to enjoy it because you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Nick Chamberlain.
is so much closer than you thought, my baby. And dreams go down into your deep sea, fretting your thighs, sweet moon pour deep inside. The cause of your terror is so much closer than you thought, my baby. Oh, she hurt me. I've seen a thousand dreams go down into your deep sea.
Here on killradio.org. That was Nick Chamberlain. Check out nickchamberlain.com. Remember, it's N-I-K, not N-I-C-K. And the name of the album is Stormy Weather. What's up, Mark, if that is your real name?
It is today, as far as I know.
Good to know. Good to know. I wanted to announce that on Is Good Thursday, my guest will be an artist by the name of AIM.
Yay.
And AIM, he discovered us by sending music to
this show.
Here, to this show. He also won the LA Music Award last year for Best Electronic Album. And
I believe he's on the playlist for May for the Hear Here event.
Oh, cool. Cool. And he's going to be performing live here in the studio. He's going to be doing, like, I actually haven't had an electronic artist. I mean, I haven't had an electronic artist do a straight-up live performance yet. Like, I've had bands who use electronic elements, use beats, and play along to them. I've had bands who are electronic artists, and we've just done, like, a track listen thing. This will be the first time I have someone actually doing live electronica. I don't know exactly what it means. I guess he's going to be using, like, you know, pads and keys and...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. But the music is great, which is why it's going to be on Is Good. So check it out Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on killradio.org, our home, our internet radio station home.
Yes. Do we have anything else? Because we're just kind of rambling right now.
Ramble.
It's 4 o'clock and you have more to do between now and 7:30.
Not much going on in terms of shows today. A lot of people are out this evening for Passover.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like normally, like Lost in Paradise is now a Monday night show and she won't be here. And
she bats for the Hebrew team?
I guess so, yeah.
Did not know that.
And Dr. Happy Pants must be attending one or something, a Seder or something. I don't know. And I don't know. Just looking at the schedule right now. But we'll put something nice and shiny in the Winamp for you.
Yeah.
Which I was supposed to do while that last scene was playing. Remember I said I was going to do that and then I didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to put a poster up and climb around like a monkey in the studio, and that distracted you.
Yeah.
So you want me to talk and you do that, or what do you want to
do? No, you know what? You know what? Wait, there's not enough dead silence on this network.
Well, yeah, we haven't enough dead air on the show today.
Just end the show, and then they can wait for me to load up the Winamp with something nice and shiny. Unless you have more announcements. Why don't you tell people again about the April 15th benefits so people might come by.
We do once a month now, the third Sunday of the month here in Los Angeles, a benefit for nonprofit, non-commercial, killradio.org, which happens to be...
Us.
This station, this internet radio station that you're listening to.
Right now.
At this very moment.
In time and space.
So what's great about this event is, you know, these are all bands based here in Los Angeles who have submitted their music to us originally, and now we get to show them off to all of you again at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. We may or may not have Robert Popa. But then also it's, let me see if I can remember off the top of my head, Robert Popa, Turner.
Lost Souls Radio. I'm going to play that next.
Good. Okay, I'm going to turn off your mic. So you're muted right now. I muted you.
That's great.
Okay, anyway. So, and you're standing on my microphone, on my mic cord, probably on purpose.
Stop it.
Okay, so it's... More than likely, I'm gonna be positive and think Robert Popa is gonna get better in time, and he's gonna be able to perform. He's a great guitarist with kind of a, what would you call it? Kind of a
surfy.
I don't know about that. He has this kind of interesting
channeled that from the LA Music
folksy, but California folksy kind of quality sound, I'd say. And then also Monk Turner, who just submitted a new track that we're gonna be playing next week. He's going to be interviewed over the phone. We're going to play his music here on the show. Also, we have Amina, who's a great female vocalist. And then Guido Corleone and...
Aaron.
I can't remember Aaron's last name right now. Darn it. Performing as Amor. And then Cute Phase, which... they have a great 80s revival sound, as I like to call it. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be nice, diverse, different genres, different styles. And that's coming up April 15th, Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe. For more information, go to myspace.com/here_here. And please, we're done, right?
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm so done.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Happy past Easter, everybody.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
On Here, Here, KellRadio.org.
Bye, Mom.